Greetings. We here on the TCT Artist Exchange have reached a small milestone that we're kind of proud of. It's been 6 short months since we first launched this program. With a little over a dozen or so episodes under our belt, we're starting to get the hang of this thing. We've had some fantastic interviews with musicians, both national and localized, with cultural artisans and people that are revolutionary in changing the landscape of how we live every day and wellness and personal being. We've had tons of fun with some of the challenges and games that we've gotten involved in, and you've shown that you've appreciated to this extent some of the content that comes in our programming, and we deeply thank you for that. We have been extremely excited in the fact that we've been able to present some new and exciting original talent that is out there. You wonderful artisans that keep creating new processes and the colorful mosaic of your tremendous body of work. We really appreciate your vision and inspiration. We've been able to offer a diverse palette in the past 6 months and hope that we can continue with these fantastic presentations for the next 6 months. But right now, we're going to do something a little special. To open this episode, we're going to bring you some content that took place the past 6 months that didn't get on any episodes. Sort of the hidden gems that we kind of set aside for this milestone show. So we're going to open up this window and get it started with some music and bring back a few gems that didn't make it on the first cut this past 6 months. Welcome to the TCT Artist Exchange.
Thank you.
have a lovely little kitchenette here at the TCT Artist Exchange Studio that serves as a lunchroom and an eating place to gather when we're on break from our interview sessions and such. And some of the sessions that we have are lengthy, so the unique guests that we have enjoy that momentary break where they can sit down, relax, chat, grab a bite to eat, something to drink, and just take a moment away from the tape rolling and the process of interviews. What they don't know is that we've got a complete sound system set up and hidden in that little kitchenette. And occasionally, when these artists are sitting in there enjoying themselves, relaxing, we'll turn on some music and walk away. And it's interesting to see their reaction. Sometimes they're very much into it, and there's dancing going on, singing, clapping. And sometimes they're rather reserved and on their phones, handling whatever business they need to handle. And sometimes they're just eating. But occasionally, we'll get some very, very unique responses to the music that's playing. And here on Hidden Gems, we're going to play back one of those responses. We had a guest by the name of Big Denny Jackson come in and talk about what his process was in putting together his musical compositions. And while he was on break from the interview, we pumped some music through the sound system. And Big Danny's response has become the first kitchenette karaoke. Take a listen. Take two.
pretty little dynamo. And don't let me make one mistake, cause keep us apart.
The week after the following Saturday, we're still gonna have it because it's a fun, what it is. It's an Easter Hunt Fun Day barbecue. You know, it's all day. I got a DJ and he sucks, but you know, what can you do? What can you do for a free DJ, man? Yeah. They don't use records. He uses his phone. Yeah. He brings the speakers out and just serious, man. They have a playlist on their phone, and they just go ahead and turn it on, and then they'll leave. They won't leave the place, but they'll start walking around by that phone, be playing the music. Some of that music sucks, man, to me though. But what can you do? It's free, man.
Everybody
they use their phones now.
Yeah, everybody be dancing until he gets a call.
The last party I went to, that happened, man, a couple times.
Well, technology can be your friend or your enemy. Mm-hmm. Welcome author and artist Jai Lin to the TCT Artist Exchange. Just a little fact here. From like 1880 until now, there's only about five people per year that's given that name. So we can add exclusive to your creds, right?
I guess so.
Okay, so Jai Lin, to start out, let's talk a little bit about one of your many talents, your art. Your collective works are quite different from anything else in the art world. Do you see art in just about everything? Do you see it on a
Oh, yeah. I think like cooking is art. I think creating, like being an architect, that's art. Like, there's very many forms of art. Art is just creating in whatever way that means for you. So there is literally a book that's called The Art of War. Like, anything can be an art if you take a certain perspective to it, give it a certain type of energy, a certain type of dedication and noticing fine details and things of that nature. You can turn anything into an art, I believe.
Ah, I see. So it's very much a part of from your persona. And within a lot of your artworks, there's a noticeable separation of light over darkness. Was there ever a darkness for you?
Well, I think the separation of light and darkness is the duality that we're currently living in. We live in a world of light and dark, and my entire art is a journey of that. So when you say darkness, it's like that could be very broad and can mean many different things to many different people. So I don't necessarily want to say yes or no, because I think that's like a very loaded question. Okay. Right, like there's so much to it. Like, so for example, a womb is dark, but a womb creates life, right? So is there darkness there? Yes, but it's a void to create a light. And so that's why I say it's very, very intricate, very loaded.
Oh, okay. So do you feel that that one needs to persevere over darkness to appreciate the light? But is there a combination of how that works? Do you have to understand one to appreciate the other, or vice versa?
But I guess, again, that goes to perspective on the person, right? So I love there's an ancient Arab saying that they say, the brightest light casts the darkest shadows. And I really love that because, you know, I think just as light as you can be and just as good as you can be is just as dark as you can be. Sure. And so it's like really, right? Because choosing to be light or positive takes more strength than giving into being negative or dark.
Like
it's more challenging to do. When you know yourself and you know what you're capable of, you also know like how to control and like navigate those pieces of you. But if you don't, if you don't know what your shadow side is, then it could seep out in times where you're not expecting it to, and even shock yourself.
You are also an author, okay? So congratulations on the success of your latest book, 222 prompts, right?
Keep you sane in an insane world.
I love that tagline. I love that tagline. Do you see the world teetering on the brink of insanity, or are we already there yet?
So the book is based off of a project that I have called The Madness Is Real, which I started in 2016. And it's because I already think the world has already lost it. Like, I already feel like there's a lot of people that are in charge that shouldn't be. There's a lot of things that are really not okay that are being presented as okay. And so I chose art as my avenue to basically like share my message about that. So yeah, I don't think we're on the brink of insanity. I think it's already here. And that's why the whole project is called Madness Is Real. Yeah.
Okay, well, in your book, you point to things like epigenetics and the connection of DNA and family. Can you speak on that connection?
So when I created that book, what I'm trying to do is wake up people to be more of who they are through the concept of epigenetics. It's kind of like this. So let's say you have in your DNA to be an amazing surfer, but you never got on a surfboard and rode a wave. You might never know that you have that just instinct in you. And so with that book, I just created kind of like a mini environment to try and activate different pieces of people's mind to kind of wake them up and hopefully inspire them to go do different things that are calling to them so that they can wake up and be more of who they are through that concept of epigenetics.
Oh, okay. To expand upon who we think we are, what we think we are. And of course, MIR is topic. Okay. Do you want to explain exactly what that is?
So MIR stands for Madness Is Real. And again, it's that project that I've been working on since 2016. And so it's a three-part series of what it means to basically wake up to the illusion of like this world. So part one is called Soul Phase. It's basically when you wake up, you open Pandora's box, you have some realizations that you can never go back to who you were. So that's part one. That's where that book is from. Part two is called Sick. And it's different interpretations on how we're all plagued with the human condition. And so in various different ways, we're all sick. So whether that be, you know, addicted to working or, you know, some type of obsession, like everybody has some type of sickness, in my opinion, because we're all humans facing the human condition. So part two is about that. And part three is about once you overcome these realizations and once you overcome these things that you're plagued with, you kind of step into the light. So part three doesn't have a name. It's just depicted by a rainbow. And it's kind of like when you find inner peace and balance. And so all three of those components make up the project MIR, or The Madness Is Real, which again is based in the concept of epigenetics and helping. Like the whole concept is really to try and get people to be more of who they are, because ultimately, if you are more of yourself, you'll just move through life happier. If you're a happier person, like, you just won't be a mean person in the world, you know, leading to just a more peaceful earth, in my opinion.
To be more conscious of your space. How cool. You have this vivactic spirituality. I mean, meaning that your spirit is almost an event that's tangible and touchable. Do you feel that you have lived lives before? And are you somewhat conscious of that space?
Yeah, I think I've lived many lives. Like, to be honest, I'm hoping this will be the last life that I have to live on this planet. I hope I learn like the lessons I need to learn, and then I can move on to whatever is next.
Okay. Well, can I ask you a fun question? You're a fun person, right, John?
Sure.
Okay.
I think so.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. If invisibility was a power, and you possess that power, where would you go?
Where would I go? I would sneak into like the forbidden places of like ancient buildings and stuff like that. So, like, you know, like ancient pyramids and things like that that are like, they're like crossed off. If I was invisible, I would just go through see what they're hiding.
And so you would go see the hidden secrets of the ancients.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, listen, thank you so much. The book is 222 prompts, and if you want to tell folks where they can find the book or see your material, your artwork.
Yeah. So my name is Jylin Marielle, and the book is 222 drawing prompts to keep you sane in an insane world. You can type it right into Amazon, and it's available for purchase. And yeah, you can also find me on Instagram at The Madness Is Real.
The Madness Is Very Real. Jylin, thank you so much. Jylin Mario, we appreciate you coming on the show, and good luck with the success of the book and your artwork and your consciousness, and let's find out those ancient secrets held in the artifacts of life. And thank you, Jylin, for hanging out with us here today on the TCT Artist Exchange.
To you. On bass sax. Tokyo Funk Sessions. この名の通り、ちょっとファンキーな一曲やりたいんですけど、みんなついてこれます？ Yeah.ぜひ踊ってください。 Let's go, let's go, let's go。 We need each other. We can hide the love we met is true. I say, hey, hey, choose us over fear. I say,
we want to thank you for joining us today, listening to our Hidden Gems. We heard music from Hiroshima, Tokyo Funk, Love is the Answer. We also had a round of Kitchenette Karaoke with the amazing Big Danny while examining our inner self with artist Jalen Mario. So we hope that you enjoyed some of our hidden gems that we've had in the back on the back burner for the past 6 months. We hope you keep listening. We'll keep on playing great music here on the TCT Artist Exchange. See you next time.
Clap the hands, everybody. Clap the hands, everybody. Let's go, let's go.
Thank you.